Senator Al Simpson. Yes, the Soviets need our aid, but our success in giving it will be determined by how well we really understand their decayed system. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in just a minute. Ted, the Soviet economy is truly in shambles as they grapple to move toward a market-oriented free enterprise system. Congress wants to help, but so far all I hear from Democrats is the same old ancient nonsense, just throw money at every problem. Ted, we have a great opportunity to turn the old Soviet threat toward peace and prosperity. Let's not blow this one. We could start by helping them revamp their entire distribution system. They do have produce, but no incentive to get the crops out of the field and delivered to their markets. As we consider the giving of aid, let's make so sure our assistance also changes their people's attitudes about the fruits of capitalism. That's one fruit we sure don't want to see left rotting in the field.
Right on, Al. No blank check for the Kremlin. We have too many needs here at home. What we should provide, though, is technical assistance to facilitate reform and their transition to free enterprise. They also need emergency food and medicine to prevent a massive humanitarian crisis this winter. No one's talking about throwing money at Moscow, Al, but we might have to throw a little bread. The real problem is not Democratic spending. It's Republicans refusing to believe the Cold War is over. Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney won't cut a single dime from his $300 billion budget for defense. We have urgent priorities here at home, Al. Cold War budgets are history. Savings from defense can pay for health care, education, tax cuts for the middle class. Yes, Al, there really is a peace dividend. If Cold War horses like you can't understand that, this country will never get back on the right track. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.